You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Bay is home to tons of ethnic and cultural dance companies and events. Many of these focus on honoring traditional forms of dance. This weekend, artists from Latino and Indigenous backgrounds who are doing contemporary work will come together at the 4th Annual Festival of Latin American Contemporary Choreographers, or FLAC. The pieces will cover how Latinx identity intersects with queerness, body image, immigration, and feminism. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with FLAC's artistic director, Liz Boubillon, and Catherine Marie Davalos, one of the founding members, about this year's festival and the theme, Rest, Unrest. So Liz, let's talk about the theme for this year's festival. Where does it come from?
So Juan Manuel Aldape Muñoz, the curator of Rest, Unrest, is a migrant generation dance artist who has had a very particular experience since the election in terms of DACA and other threatening policies to immigrants here. I think that a lot of us are really fatigued by this.
This time that we live in.
Yeah. And so our conversations were about what are our strategies to take care of each other. And, you know, acts of resistance is a huge and overly used word in the San Francisco Bay Area, I believe. And it's hard. It's like we're constantly resisting, but we're also wanting to find other strategies to survive. So one wanted to create a festival that was intended to support communities who are directly impacted by the current xenophobic policies. Some of the words that we were playing with were rest and stillness and resilience, distraction. I mean, how many Netflix binges have you been on? I mean, so all kinds of, or, you know, just playing and what do people do when there's a revolution, and then showing up on the front lines so that you can continually regenerate and gain energy to keep going. So those were some of the words that kind of came up in conversation around curating this piece.
Catherine Marie, you were there that first year. You're a founding member of FLAC. In addition to the public performances, FLAC also has artist feedback opportunities and panels for dancers and choreographers to talk amongst themselves. So can you tell me a little bit more about the artist-to-artist aspect of the festival?
As a Chicano choreographer, we're often marginalized into categories of other. I found that FLAC was a place for us to have a voice, and also it provided a safe space when you have artists of all the same kind of heritage, nationality, ethnicity, cultural background, we don't have to explain ourselves to each other, and there's some real comfort in that.
I was just talking to a friend of mine recently who's a Black American dance artist, and he's worked here in the States and also in Europe, and we were talking about how the experimental avant-garde, that kind of art, is sometimes seen as a really white thing to do. And that you could be sort of going against your own cultural norms sometimes in practicing that kind of art. Does that resonate for either of you? And is there a way that being involved in something like FLAC can help address some of that?
I think that the white body is not seen as a political or a place of tension.
And whereas it's sort of seen as neutral or read as neutral by.
Yeah. And the brown body or the Asian body, the Black body gets on stage and right away it's a statement just because of the body itself. And so we are constantly negotiating that. Liz and I were talking about this in the car. My dances aren't always political, but yet when I'm visible or on stage or my dancers who are brown are on stage, it becomes a political statement no matter what.
Can we talk about this theme that Juan and it sounds like you guys came up with? How do the individual artists work address that theme? It seems like it's open enough that there's a lot of different ways it can be interpreted.
Okay, well, I will go through the list. Let's see. Alfonso Cervera and Irvin Gonzalez from Los Angeles are working with the intersection of being queer and brown as well. And Vincent Chavez was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, And he's working on a solo of contemporary dance about following a destiny that's true to himself. Who else? We have Zoe Klein, who's also our production manager, who is an international adoptee from Colombia, and she's addressing how international adoptees are vulnerable right now because of DACA and anti-immigration policies.
I want to ask both of you, what do you hope that audiences are going to take away from this year's festival? What do you want to leave people with?
My goal is always to increase Latino audience. So I'm hoping that Latina and Latinos see themselves on stage.
I would like to leave the audience with some perspective, sympathy, empathy, and also some basic truths. Every now and again, we get an audience member that just showed up because they liked our publicity and they were interested in what we had to say because it wasn't their experience.
It was new to them.
And I recall a couple audience members that both identified as white in the last two FLAC performances that made it really important to me to just talk with them afterwards. I felt like I needed to spend some time sharing my voice and letting them know what it's like to be me or us. And so I'm hoping that the audience does get some kind of message or meaning out of the whole concert, questioning body shape and size, questioning patriarchy, questioning our own Latino voices that aren't comfortable with the sexism in our own culture, those kinds of things.